Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Bobby Flo, Bob Flounders. Andrew P. Shea and Ross Tucker are going to be out this week, so it's just you and me, Bob. You ready for that?
All that witty banter. I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know how we're going to replace all the cheap shots that fly back and forth between Ross and Andy, but we'll just keep it a clean show.
Or you could take shots
maybe
at me
I'll
if
take
you
a shot.
Want.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll take a shot at one of the people who have to ask a question. We'll see.
All right. That's it. Let's attack the people who said
yeah,
this
that's
question.
Always a good
our
idea.
Listeners, yeah.
That's always a good idea when you're trying to build your audience.
All right. Well, let's get started. First of all, on the show, we're going to do, of course, news and notes in quarter number one. In quarter number two, without Ross here, we're going to cover some of the second half of the spring practice stories. Quarter number two, as always, is brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the ultimate RV experience. Then it's going to be Ask Bob this week in quarter number three.
And Jim. Maybe Jim, too.
I'll put my two cents in. That's brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club, where great barbecue sauce meets great wine. And finally, in quarter number four, we're going to look at some of the veterans who could have their breakout season. That seems to happen every year.
There's always a couple, and I think there'll be a couple again this year. There's already one that's, if you've listened to James the first couple of weeks, he's already got one, I think, dead in his sights.
Well, a little bit of a news item before we get started with one of our affiliates, our great affiliate in York, WOYK Sports Radio in York. They now have an FM signal, so you can listen to them on FM. 98.9. I hope I got that right.
Almost had to stop taping.
Almost. All right. Let's get to the news. I know this week there was a press conference, or at least James took questions from the media.
Little Wednesday. Every Wednesday in spring is usually when he does it. Yes.
Let's start right where I think everybody is most interested, and that's the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Tommy Stevens remains limited at practice.
And
what
by
does that mean?
By limited, I don't think he's doing anything other than watching Sean Clifford run the first team and just kind of trying to familiarize himself with what the receivers are trying to do, what the new offensive linemen are trying to do. That surgery that he had for the undisclosed injury after the regular season, they said at the time, Jim, that they anticipated him being ready. And then at the start of spring, James said, we're not really sure. He could be limited. But when he said something that struck Greg Pickle and I, that it was a surgery that was not it was performed off campus. And I don't know that a team doctor did it. And he said they were having trouble getting on the same page and gathering information. So James just kind of left that out there. And I don't necessarily know what all of that means. I think what he had was related to, you know, he spent last spring and early August and early September in a boot. And my feeling from what I hear is maybe it was related to that. And I think they're just being extra careful. It's his last year. They like what he can do, but you know, as this goes forward, a couple things are going to happen. Sean Clifford's getting much more comfortable running the first team offense. And we all saw what he can do when he gets a chance. So he's building a very strong case to push Tommy. Now, at some point, I don't care, you know, how good you are or what you've done, but Tommy really hasn't done much since 2017. So I just think that we're halfway through spring, so I would have to guess that he's not going to do anything the rest of spring. And if he does, I don't know what would be gained with like a week of reps. But maybe James feels different, and maybe James feels a good final week of spring, and maybe a token showing in the blue-white game would be good for him. But I think it's just critical that he's got to be 105% ready to go in August, because it's just going to work against the offense and the timing, the rhythm, and everyone getting used to each other.
Any word on how Sean Clifford's been looking in practice?
John Reed talked about how he is just a very, very talented kid who And you saw this last year. He has a knack, and he's doing it. John said he's doing it in practice. He has a knack for putting the ball in a tight window where it needs to be. If you looked even at that throw against Kentucky, that deep throw that I think it might have been Tompkins couldn't hold. He put it right in his hands. And
beautiful
he's
pass.
I think what's becoming quite clear is Sean's a very accurate passer. And that has got to be good news, I think, moving forward, because I think the goal is for them to complete passes at a much higher rate. Trace was arguably the greatest quarterback Penn State's had because of his production, but there were times where he struggled, I think, with his accuracy. I don't think that's going to be a problem with Sean. So, I mean, we talked at the start, Jimmy, that, you know, Tommy's loss is going to be Sean Clifford's gain. I think they like Will Levis too, but the longer this goes, I think the better the chance that, you know, Penn State's gonna take a harder look at Sean Clifford. It's just common sense, and you have to be able to know that Tommy's gonna be able to play for the full season.
And when you have Tommy Stevens not practicing, and you say error on the side of caution. This is not a 3-year starter.
That's right.
This isn't Trace McSorley going into his senior season with all the reps under his belt. This is a guy who has not gotten many reps.
Correct.
So I would think, especially knowing I have a backup that I could turn to, if this guy's ready to practice, I want him out there.
Yeah. I have to think, and if that is true, I have to think that he is not been cleared really for contact, and that leads me to believe that maybe the spring is just going to be a mental experience for Tommy, and the hope that the extra time off will have him ready for August. But there's really no room for error now with him. He really can't afford to have another setback, because if he does, Sean Clifford's going to be the quarterback.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this with our spring stories next, and that's when I'm going to give you my two quarterback theory. I'm the only one, but I'm going
to
throw it out.
You've been hanging
on
to that for a while, and there's no better time to present it than now.
A dog with a bone. I got my opportunity. There's just the two of us. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Let's jump around a couple things here. You gave me a list of notes here, Bob, and I'm going to jump around to ones that I'm interested
in. That's what I would prefer.
Lamont Wade.
Yeah.
Working as first team safety. Surprise you at all?
Well, you know, James kicked off his it's usually only about 10 minutes. He usually addresses where he thinks the team is with regard to the pressing needs he identifies. And it's for the last 2 years in defense, it's been defensive tackle and safety. So he talked about the safety position because obviously they're replacing Nick Scott. And he had a lot of praise for Garrett Taylor. Thinks he's now acting like a veteran. He looks very comfortable back there. That tells me he's a leader. And then he did mention that Lamont Wade had a very strong spring. Lamont Wade was out there in our brief time watching practice with the ones. But what was left unsaid was, what about the health or the presence of Jonathan Sutherland? He didn't mention him at all. So I at the end of last year, I know they really liked him. So I'm just wondering how he's doing, maybe, because we didn't see him out there during our look. And I think he's definitely a guy that they like. And I'll just say this. Now, Penn State's had a history of liking players that have at safety who have not been able to stay healthy. Aaron Monroe. Even John Patrician, I think, was a guy early in his career, but they're not mentioning Patrician. They're not mentioning Sutherland. They're mentioning Lamont Wade. We see Lamont Wade out there. You just wonder if maybe a couple of those other guys, if something's up with those two.
And what you hope, of course, is Lamont Wade,
so
highly thought of coming out of high school, maybe it just finally clicks for him.
Yes. But I would say that the fact that we didn't see a lot of them last year, even in a reserve role. Maybe you're right, Jimmy. Maybe the light bulb has gone off, but I just remember how much they liked Jonathan Sutherland last year, so I'm a little curious about that.
It'll be fun to watch that. Let's talk about the tackles a little bit. In your notes, you have it separate two different notes, one with Antonio Shelton running first team opposite Robert Windsor.
Yep.
And the second thing you put out was Franklin was praising defensive tackle Judge Culpepper.
Yeah, yeah, out of nowhere that came out of nowhere. That might be the first Culpepper reference we've had in a while. And he used the term factor, and what that tells me is, you know, Sean Spencer likes to play, if he can, five defensive tackles. Now, it won't be equally, but, you know, if the starters play 65-75%, there's three other guys in there that have to make up the other 20-25%. And I think Mustafa is definitely in the conversation, not only to play but start. But after that, you know, they're looking for a couple other guys. Shelton clearly is one of those guys to go with Windsor. So then who are the other two? Remember, Fred Hansard had the knee injury, so he might be limited this spring as well. But maybe Culpepper could be that fifth guy. He's a big inside guy. We did not hear him mention Damian Barber. We did not mention him here, mention a couple of other players. But Penn State likes to play four, sometimes five tackles. And I think they're looking at Culpepper in that rotation.
And to be one of them. Now, you mentioned Hansard, who's been hurt. Any sighting at practice?
No sighting. It was a very small, limited opportunity. But if you remember, they played him a lot early before he got hurt against Michigan State. ACLs usually take some time, especially with a large person. It's a lot of weight to put on the knee. I have to think that if he's healthy, he's definitely in the conversation to be in the four or five defensive tackles.
All right, let's move on. Obviously, you either spoke directly to John Reed or he spoke to the group.
The group, yeah.
And you have a couple notes with him. Two of them, and I like both of them. One is John Reed, he called himself one of the fastest players and claims he runs a 4.3.
Correct.
Buying or selling that?
You know what? I'll buy it because I think that John Reed is a pretty straight shooter. He's a very humble kid. He's not really a braggart. It was funny. They had John Reed and KJ Hamler available, and KJ is a very confident young man. It couldn't have been a bigger difference out there. If he says he's running 4.3, I believe him. He was talking about Penn State's 4x1 track team, and he said that KJ's obviously on it. There is I can't pronounce this guy's name. There is a walk-on wideout that's back on the team that is also on it, but we have not identified the fourth player.
Dan Chisna.
That's another guy that Franklin mentioned him too. Apparently, he can run really fast. I don't know. Maybe that'll show up on special teams. I think it's going to be hard for him to be in the wide receiver rotation.
And real quickly, you had mentioned that Reed said he's impressed with Jahan Dotson. It's always nice to hear a player talking about another player.
I think I said a couple weeks ago that my comp for him was Jordan Norwood. I'm going to stick with that. I think he's a guy that can do damage in the middle of the field, and I think that he'll take some pressure off KJ Hamler. It's also important to note that I didn't see him drop a ball once last year.
We like that. All right, that concludes quarter number one of our show. Stay tuned for quarter number two and some of our spring stories, and you're going to hear some of these same names again.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.